Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 11th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 7, 51 to 8, 13, and reading the New Living Translation. You stubborn people, you are heathen, at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the Righteous One, the Messiah, whom you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hands of angels. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusations, and they shook their fists at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven, saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the palace in the place of honor at God's right hand. And he told them, "Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand." Then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they stoned him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, he died. Saul was one of the witnesses, and he agreed completely with the killing of Stephen. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem. And all the believers except the apostles were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Some devout men came and buried Stephen with great mourning, but Saul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear the message and see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed, so there was great joy in that city. A man named Simon had been a sorcerer there for many years, amazing the people of Samaria and claiming to be someone great. Everyone from the least to the greatest often spoke to him as the Great One, the power of God. They listened closely to him because for a long time he had astounded them with his magic. But now the people believed Philip's message of good news concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself believed and he was baptized. He began following Philip wherever he went, and he was amazed by the signs and great miracles Philip performed. So today we read a story where there was a man named Simon, and he did witchcraft. He would practice magic, like fake sorcery, and he got a lot of people to follow him and see him as the power of God because he could do all this sorcery and magic that people didn't know was possible. So he got like a fan base. He was well known by a group of people, and Philip, he came and he was preaching the good news. He was preaching about Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God, and he got the people who were following Simon. He even got Simon, who was a sorcerer, to repent and baptize and turn to Jesus. And we might know people, we might even be the people who commit sins, and we commit those sins while knowing we do it. There's a difference between committing a sin mindlessly and committing a sin with knowing. Committing a sin while knowing you're committing the sin is different than committing the sin without knowing. So they repented and baptized, and I think that shows a lot that whenever we accept Jesus, when we accept the kingdom of God, we can repent because the door isn't closed from us. So let's pray that we will acknowledge that. Dear Jesus, help us to have acknowledgement and to have understanding that you don't shut the door on us when we accept the word of you, accept the truth of you, and accept what you ask of us. We are saved as long as we repent and we turn away from the sins that we either know we commit or the sins we don't know we commit. We repent and turn to you. We are saved. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.